14, future meeting planning discussion, and this will be brief.
Is that down? There you go.
Pass these out.
Do you want me to do this, Don, or do you want to do it? Okay.
Well, you do it.
Taking an unusual step here of giving the proposed February agenda to people to look at quickly. The reason for that is that when we came in this morning, we had...
Please, could we keep the noise down and take your conversations in the hallway? Please take your conversations in the hallway so we could continue on.
So when we came in this morning, we had actually almost four full days of meetings planned for February and had a feeling that that wasn't going to go over very well with people. Additionally, we had some staging questions with the hatchery reform educational. We need to know more about what's going on in hatchery reform, and so a day was planned to give us a workshop, but there's staging problems with as the materials roll out. So what we did, and then thirdly, we figured out in the last few weeks that we have some additional work to do on Columbia River. So what we did with that is cut the hatchery reform briefing in half and put it on Thursday morning, have two committees meet Thursday afternoon, that's February 6th. And then we started really early with the Wildlife Committee on Friday the 7th. A big add from what you saw in the, if you happen to look at the agenda in the book, is that there's an hour and 20 minutes added on Friday for Columbia River policy review and next steps. We assume that there will be public comment with that. And then the other thing that's different is that on Saturday morning, the big tent committee would meet. There's a couple of little tiny edits to the times on this sheet, but we wanted you to see this and see if there's any initial strong feedback. Otherwise, we will have it put into the regular agenda planning format, and that's what you'll see for February.
Mr. Lidwell.
This is a little bit out of left field, but I would just give the heads up that the hunting contest portion may be longer than 45 minutes.
That was one of my edits. I agree with that. I think we can increase hunting contests and probably decrease pollinator projects. Because that's just a briefing.
Pollinators losing out again.
I know. Well, we tried to figure out a way to have. I actually wanted Saturday to be Conservation Day, a happy day. But we do have to talk about next steps on hatchery review, and so we just don't have time to group like that. But thank you for noting that, and we will figure out a way to increase that time.
I mean. You know, maybe it won't.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's not my sense.
Any further comments on the proposed February agenda?
Larry, I have a comment. Is there going to...
Oh, hi.
Is there going to be a report out segment from the committees that after the meetings? Because traditionally we do that on Friday mornings to capture it for the record. And if we're going to shift everything around, there needs to be kind of a segment to be able to say, hey, this is what's happening with that committee.
It would be right here.
It'll be under miscellaneous and meeting debrief. We'll do it.
Thank you.
Mr. Keogh.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So my comments are directed to the Columbia River Policy Review next steps. So this is a little bit of a spillover from the director's report and the conversations that we had up here on the front table about moving forward. And, you know, obviously we've got, we'll know more and we'll make firm decisions at the February meeting on Friday, February 7th. But what I wanted to do, and it sounded like, and again, I mean the details, what I heard at the front table was a willingness for our commission to go forward with the review without Oregon. I must say, and I said it yesterday, I continue to be disappointed on the decision of the Oregon Commission to withdraw from the PRC process, the joint PRC process. Commissioner McIsaac gave a report with the chair's statement. Still a little bit unclear in my mind as to how that all came about. But nevertheless, I think it would be a good thing if the commission would send a letter to the Oregon Commission asking them to reconsider their decision. Respectfully, in a respectful tone, I'd be happy to take the laboring oar and write a draft for all of the commission to review and approve before we go forward. Maybe they have their reasons, I'm fine with it. But I think it would be, in my view, I think it would be a more productive exercise if we did this jointly. At some point, there's going to have to be some sort of reconciliation. So I put that idea out, a request to the Oregon Commission to reconsider, and I'd be happy to start on a draft.
Okay, for Commissioner Graybill and Commissioner Anderson.
I disagree with Commissioner Kehoe on moving forward to next steps with this. I am looking forward to discussion at our next meeting about Columbia River policy, and I actually would like us to consider moving toward the Oregon position on the policy for at least the two-year period that Oregon has suggested. And so I would not agree to signing a letter asking Oregon to reconsider. I'm glad that's on the agenda and we'll discuss it at that time. I would be opposed to signing any letter that asked Oregon to reconsider their position.
Let me just make clear, if I may respond. I don't have any preconceptions about where this review would end up. Perhaps if we revert back, there's an agreement, the recommendation of the PRC to go closer to the Oregon Commission. I'm just saying that I would like them to reconsider their decision to suspend the PRC process. That's it. I think, and I think Commissioner, again, let me repeat, if it's the will, if it's the recommendation of the PRC to get closer to the Oregon position, so be it. I think we should do this together and not unilaterally. That's my position.
Okay.
Mr. Anderson?
My point is, maybe I'm the only one that's not aware of this, but I'd like to know specifically what the Oregon position or determination has been. Have they actually communicated this, or is it conversations that we think are going to happen? Or
They were going to bring it up at their commission yesterday. I have no idea. Right. I know what the chair said they were going to do, but I'm not sure.
That's my point.
Do you know anything?
Yeah. So
we can find out. We can find out.
I talked to Director Melcher last night, and he didn't mention a final decision. He just said that they had discussions. I explained that what I presented to you all yesterday. He said he did a similar thing in Oregon, but it was not in a public setting. That's as much as
let's find out. Let's find out what they did before we go any further with Commissioner Keogh's suggestion. We need to wrap this up, Don, so you're the last one.
Okay, let me say something about Columbia River and and then I'll just blurt out, I presume this emerging science thing is the workshop, but just on one topic. On the Columbia River business, I think it's a good idea to send a letter. If it turns out that Oregon, when they discuss this, is still in a state of suspending the their participation in the PRC thing, it seemed like the will of the commission up here, with one exception, was that we didn't want to just drop things, that we wanted to continue forward. And I think that's an important thing to communicate to them. I think we should tell them that we do have an agenda item in February on what the next steps would be. But the delay situation concerns me. And if we ask the Oregon folks to reconsider, and they say they will in 6 months, or they will in 1 year, or they will in 2 years, you know, the PRC was making some very good progress, and at their request, we canceled a meeting in May so that they could consider something different in June, which was pulled from their agenda. And in August, we delayed over the course of the summer so that their new commissioners could come to a meeting in August and get back up to speed. And then we moved through the fall, and the Oregon folks asked to cancel the November meeting. And so we were going to move forward and have PRC meetings over the course of the winter, and anticipated that that would be the case, and found out last Monday that they want to suspend their participation. So delay begets delay. I think it's good for this commission to get by this. And I think what you'll hear me say in February again is that we ought to consider an April-June process on our policy 3620. We can consider what to do in February. But I guess I'm in support. Yesterday we talked a little bit about putting more things in writing. I think rather than verbal communications, we ought to at least send a letter that says here's what we talked about and that we are having an agenda item in February. And I don't know about asking them to reconsider or not. I don't know if that would be the case, but we can have a group edit of the letter and maybe get comfortable.
I will contact their chair and find out what position they, what decision they made, and then based on that, we will revisit it.
I'm not comfortable with that approach, Mr. Chairman. So I'm just going to say that I think it should be the whole commission as opposed to just the chair. There's been a lot of confusion in the back and forth. I really think that it should be a joint commission, with all due respect, Mr. Chairman, that we kind of clear the air on this.
Okay, well, I can help clear the air a little bit. There were two calls with the director and myself, and their director and their chair. And I don't need to speak to it. Kelly can speak to it. They were quite clear in both cases. That's why the decision that they gave us. And that's all I know about it. So beyond that, I don't know where to go with it. I guess Barbara has a... Dave, you do?
No, I agree that... And I thought it was about time that there was communication with the Oregon Commission chair to chair. The commission has the authority, the chairman has the authority to form or dissolve the PRC. Those are the parties that need to have the discussion, the chairs and the directors, in my opinion.
Mr. Chairman, according to our procedures, the commission establishes commissions and the chair appoints the members.
Right now, we're kind of talking about hypotheticals, it seems like. We don't, we know that Commissioner or Chair Wall was going to make a recommendation to her commission, but we have no idea what happened. Right. And until we know what happened, and I'm okay with having our chair talk to their chair or our director talking to their director to figure out what happened, and then we're only a couple of weeks away taking this up in the full discussion once we stop talking about hypotheticals and know exactly where they are at that point.
So that's what I was proposing.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I agree with that. I guess we should at least get a response back from Oregon as far as what their position is. It would be nice to see it in writing. in addition to your communication, if we could see some sort of letter. And then, if appropriate, if their decision is to withdraw, I think it would be appropriate, based on the conversation, except for Commissioner Graybill, to ask that they reconsider their decision. So maybe that's a way, a path forward. The problem, and I understand everybody wants to leave and we're tired, this is our only opportunity to get together and talk about this. On the record, we can't be doing it. So, and I think it's important that we kind of agree on a path forward.
I will contact the Oregon chair and get the information from her. I will ask for a letter of explanation. I will then, when I get the information, I will immediately share that with Nikki and her, have her get it out to all of you on what I was told. Is that satisfactory across the front table? Bob, you okay with that?
What about our response to that letter? I think we should do the response in advance of our February meeting, if possible.
Well, a response to the letter, I guess, would first happen if I can get her to send us.
Yes,
letter,
yes, you know, yeah.
And I'll ask for that promptly. I think that's fair.
And do we have a conference call scheduled between now and in February? No.
We don't now, but we could.
We could.
We could note it. Conference. So, okay. Well, I mean,
I will reach out tomorrow and try and contact her if she's available, and then I will share that.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Sounds like a plan.
Please, Commissioner Baker.
So it's obvious that we picked a scab on a very contentious issue, trying to simply give notice and hopefully approve in general an agenda for February. The point that I wanted to make is that, as I understood it, the Columbia River Policy Review and hopefully public input is something that no matter where we are in this contentious issue, everyone wants us to move forward and move forward quickly. And so if the PRC is suspended or not, what I wanted to make sure is that we all agree that yesterday we reaffirmed our delegation to the director for catch allotments and gear for 2020. We also all agreed that there's a whole lot more to the Columbia River policy that we need to decide, hopefully in concert with Oregon, but maybe not. And that's what this agenda item was to flesh out and get comment on. I want to make that very clear.
Yes. That thanks for restating that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Well said.
All right. Is there any other comments on future meeting planning?